We've seen in Barbados a growing acceptance of LGBTQ rights, and there's little doubt that it is linked to the push for such acceptance in Europe and the United States. For this reason, there is some interest in that landmark decision that has just been handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court on workplace discrimination.
It has ruled that existing federal law, that is in fact the Civil Liberties Act of 1964, forbids job discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or transgender status. The decision was approved by 6 of the 9 Supreme Court judges, including several conservatives. It's been seen as the most important ruling in favour of LGBTQ rights since same-sex marriage was legalised 5 years ago.
Gay rights activist and writer Mark Stern has been sharing his views on the significance of the ruling.
This ruling means that LGBTQ people in all 50 states are protected against employment discrimination. And that wasn't true before. Fewer than half of the states protected trans people, a bit more than half protected gay people. But there was a patchwork of laws that left many LGBTQ people in many states unprotected. And that all ends now. The time has come for LGBTQ people to celebrate full equality, because we have the right to work, to go to work, to do our jobs without fearing discrimination because of who we are and who we love.
You really think it'll change the workplace, the way people work in the States?
Absolutely. I think it's easy if you live in California or New York to think that LGBTQ discrimination is a thing of the past in the workplace. It is not, as these cases illustrate. I read many workplace discrimination cases that involve rank discrimination against gay people, slurs, awful treatment, harassment. These things still happen in many conservative states, unfortunately. And I think it makes a lot of LGBTQ people afraid to be open at their jobs, to admit who they are and who they love, to talk about their partners. It forces them to go back into the closet at work. And that is now over.
It doesn't end discrimination, of course. That would be very difficult. I mean, I'm looking back at a ruling from the Supreme Court, which upheld, in that particular case, the right of a Christian baker not to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. So you can still get sort of work-oriented discrimination, even though it's not particularly in the workplace.
Yeah, it's a tough issue, and it's something that will be litigated now because of this case, I think even more fiercely. There's no federal law that bars anti-LGBTQ discrimination in public accommodations. That's what we call things like the bakery that turned away the gay couple, or even a public restroom or a Starbucks. These are all public accommodations, and many states do not protect LGBTQ people from discrimination when they're in public accommodations, and that is a huge problem. And we shouldn't think that the battle is over just because this one particular fight has ended and LGBTQ people have triumphed. So there are many different kinds of legal equality, and I don't mean to suggest that we have conquered and succeeded in all of them.
Okay, so what does this say, this latest ruling, about the Supreme Court? We've always got this, well, for the last year or so, we've had this image of a Supreme Court as really basically very ultra-conservative, and it's just not like that, it seems.
I still think this is a conservative court, but it is a court that has some interest in protecting LGBTQ people specifically from discrimination. And that was frankly true before Trump reshaped the court, because that was also a conservative court that delivered marriage equality to the country. And it's just a strange fact of the U.S. judiciary that even as courts can move farther to the right on issues like abortion or presidential power, they continue to deliver these periodic wins to LGBTQ people. The justices just don't have any particular animus toward LGBTQ people. And if the law seems to demand full equality, that at least a majority of the justices will follow the law to its conclusion.
This has been Sadrica's Early Business.